Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning. First thing Monday morning, Laura's on the KX cruise and they're having trouble ship to shore as far as communication. So we hope to hear from her after 7 a.m. this morning. If not, hey, you just go and have a party, girl. We'll take care of it here. Weekend review. Speaking of parties, my goodness, what a great time the annual beer fest was in Milton on Saturday. The weather was perfect. The sampling was perfect. The temperature of the beverages, perfect. The live music, perfect. The food, yeah, perfect. It was a great time for a great cause. Time of Milton. And they're helping kids. And, of course, Chef's Place. Here's what I was thinking of when I was at Beer Fest on Saturday. Hundreds of people, just everybody laughing and talking and sampling. And I was thinking, this right here is a great time. This puts us on the map. Anybody who says Central PA is boring, they're just not paying attention. Because there's something to do every weekend just like this. Like, for instance, I got an email late last night saying weather looking decent for Wednesday, maybe some music in the park in Lewisburg. I mean, there's always something going on. Guys, you got to find it. We help the best we can telling you and bringing guests in the studio and doing crazy things like Thirsty Thursday on Facebook Live and on the air. But It's really your fault if you sit around on a weekend and say, well, NASCAR race got rained out. I don't got nothing to do now. Come on now. Get out there and find it. All right? We had a great time at Beer Fest. Alexander Ford, the sponsor of this show, kicked off this two-week promotion where they're going to give out thousands of dollars worth of prizes. And we kicked that off later in the afternoon as well. Sean Carey with a great job doing that. And got to hang out with Sean. Bob Schoen and the gang at Alexander Ford. It was a great weekend, weather-wise, and whatever you had planned. You had to cook out sometime on the grill over the weekend. You just had to. News guy Matt and I both did, separately. He had kebabs, I did pork chops. Boom! A grill isn't just for hot dogs and hamburgers anymore. It's like a chef's heaven, if you know how to do it right. Great weather this weekend. Some decent weather today. We have got some heavy thunderstorms on the way later today. But, we'll see. And tomorrow's kind of iffy. But then, tonight's kind of iffy. Tomorrow, it gets a little better. Wednesday looking good. Thursday half decent. Friday really nice again. Plan your weekends and enjoy. Central Pennsylvania is truly a beautiful place to live. And I did not grow up here. A lot of people think I did because I've been on the radio so long. But I'm not from here originally. But I'll tell you what, I love it. There's a weekend wrap. I hope you had a good weekend, too. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with Late Night TV and Jimmy Kimmel.
Eight kids won the spelling bee this year. They had to call it a tie between eight kids because they ran out of words, which for an organization of smart people is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom's right here. Laura's out at sea on the 94KX cruise. News guy Matt and I, we're not jealous. We're okay with it. Somebody's got to do the job.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, we got enough sun this weekend. I got a little sunburn. It's darkening
up. Yeah, I got a nice color on the river yesterday.
Oh, did you? What were you doing out there?
We did a little kayaking, my wife and I.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to ask you. One-man kayaks side-by-side or two-in-one kayaks?
Oh, we always try to get the two-person because, A, it's cheaper, but, B, I'm not the greatest kayaker in the world, so my wife kind of takes the ship. She takes charge. She goes in the back, and she steers us and may or may not do a majority of the actual paddling.
Well, you're sitting there on your phone watching the sports highlights.
Something like that.
Or do you actually use a paddle?
Yes, I use a paddle, but she does more of it for the exercise. I like to be more leisurely.
Okay, so the guy in the front in a two-man kayak is like the passenger? I mean, not supposed to be, but could be?
Yes, because okay. The person in the back is supposed to do the steering and everything, and then the person in front is supposed to get more power, but
oh, okay.
I sometimes just kind of forget.
Slide there.
Yeah.
I wonder if my friend Dawn is listening down on the Isle of Q. Dawn, if you're listening, do you have a two-man kayak? And if you do, call me. I want to be the lazy guy in the front. You can do the work. I'm telling you. Anyway, if you got some sun this weekend and you got a sunburn, you missed an opportunity for the latest craze called sunburn tattoos.
Oh?
You buy the stencil of whatever design you want, and you stick it on whatever body part you want, and then you get a sunburn, and then when you are visibly sunburned, you remove the tattoo, you remove the stencil, and there's white skin underneath there, and then...
I guess that slightly painful,
check
maybe?
Out that picture. Doesn't that look nice? The kid's got stars all over his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks real nice. Got two words for you, kid. Skin cancer. Stop it.
Yes.
But it made me think of, what was that scene in Police Academy 5?
Let me have your sunblock, Kate.
Where they wrote dork in sunblock on the police chief's chest.
Ah.
Hello, dork. Hey, what's happening, dork? Hey, dork.
Hey, Dork.
Although I think I'd rather that.
Mr. Mayor, excuse me, sir. I don't mean to insult your city, but the people on this beach are very rude and hostile.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Captain Dork.
Captain Dork? Anyway. So, sunburn tattoos. Summer is upon us.
Sure.
Do what you will. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's a beautiful day for a Monday. Laura's out at sea on the KX cruise. Bet you the weather's beautiful in Bermuda. We're here with some thunderstorms on the way this afternoon. Some of them could be heavy. Watch out for that today and tonight. Crazy, crazy weather we've had, I think, over the past few years. Not just few weeks or few days. And I have said this before, and I don't want to be a downer on a Monday, but I don't want to mention the words global warming more than I want to mention the fact that I think the Earth is dying as a planet, which means maybe we have 1,000 years left. Okay. I don't mean it's going to happen tomorrow, you know, but I just think the extreme weather is trying to tell us something, that the planet is expiring slowly, though, slowly. And then you have people that come up with all different kinds of weird theories. The planet is dying. We're having a lot of tornadoes because the Department of Transportation is installing traffic circles. This was the statement from a man from where? No, not Florida. We got you. This guy's actually from Pennsylvania. Listen to him.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Okay. It sounds like one of these morons that calls Talkback 16 all the time. All right. I don't watch local news because I think most of it is useless. But when I do watch it, I like to watch Channel 16 for the Talkback 16 because this is what you get. People like that. It's like, what? Okay, so let me get this right. Tornadoes are caused by cars going around in circles on a traffic circle?
We didn't have tornadoes here right. until we started putting into traffic circles.
Oh, okay.
Because on the county, you want to know why?
Why?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere.
Ah.
It causes tornadoes.
Okay, here's the deal, pal. You're not supposed to go around 2 or 3 times, okay? You're only supposed to go around once. See, here in central PA... Here in central PA, we had a traffic circle right there where they just tore down the Ted's Landing there. That used to be a traffic circle. We didn't have tornadoes back then. We had a traffic circle and no tornadoes. So you know what? You're wrong. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Halsey, she's a little angry. Maybe she needs an adjustment. I don't know. Maybe she had a bad weekend. Who knows? News is on the way next.
She couldn't have had a bad weekend this weekend with the weather.
No way, man. And Beer Fest and everything.
Yeah, that was a good time on Saturday.
Good times, good times. We're talking animals off air here.
Oh, no. It's a good thing Laura's not here.
Yeah, this is why we're talking about animals.
Yeah, we can get away with this stuff because we don't get yelled at.
For them, yeah. South Africa, 14 lions escaped from a zoo. How would you know you're in Africa? Hey, look, Bob, a lion.
Exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, let him in. Give him a sandwich. In Montana, a family built a brand new house in a field that was formerly for cattle. The cattle broke into the house when they weren't home. They came home to find several cows in their house.
Is this in, like, The Secret Life of Pets 2 or something?
This is what I'm thinking.
That movie looks funny, by the way.
We'll have to talk to Movie Mike about this. Yes. Does this stuff really happen? And more on a local level... News guy Matt had his deck redone on the back of his house, and it's being bombed by birds.
Do we want to talk about this?
Again, Laura's not here.
That's true. Yes. So it pooped on my newly painted deck that my father and brother-in-law did work so hard on along with myself. Uh-huh. And then it poops on my car.
Oh, on the car. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm never happy about, but I just deal with.
Yeah, you just
But
get
then
the car washed.
This one is the major violation.
Here it comes.
This one pooped on my grill.
That's a major violation.
It is. We got to do something about that.
You don't mess with a man's grill.
Exactly right.
And this is why we don't need birds in Point Township.
Yes.
Or
I
deer.
Second that. I second them. Yeah, I almost hit a deer this morning, too.
What's up with the deer all of a sudden? Doesn't this happen in the fall when they're in runt or whatever they call it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they're running all over the place.
All I can say is I'm not too fond of the animal species this morning.
Okay. There you go, Laura. Wherever you are. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's out on the 94KX cruise ship. We're holding down the fort here. Steering the boat, if you will. We should get a big horn.
That'd be awesome.
And then sing Love Boat a couple times this week. The Love Boat can climb aboard. All that crap. Anyway, 716. News guy Matt is with us. Intern Jordan. You're 22?
21.
21 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you couldn't give up your phone for a week, and you say you'd have no problem?
Yeah, you don't really only have to go without social media. I don't really have friends to text, so I'd survive.
You don't have friends? Come on, yes you do. You're one of the friendliest people
friends.
I know.
Yes.
Come on now.
What?
Oh, first, I met your dad at Beer Fest.
Yeah,
oh.
How was that?
Guy walks up to the booth and he says, hey, what do you think of intern Jordan? I'm like, what do you mean? She's not here. She had to work today. He goes, no, what do you think of her? I said, nice person. Very nice person. He goes, I'd be your dad. I go, you set me up.
You set me
Come
up.
Come on, buddy. Have
yeah,
another
sounds,
beer.
That sounds like him.
Anyway, so that's that. Anyway, a new internet company called Frontier Communications is offering a deal to someone. They'll pay you $1,000 if you can handle ditching your smartphone for a flip phone for just 1 week. You say it's no big deal?
I really say it's no big deal. People are so dependent on their cell phones, it's ridiculous. But a flip phone, come on, man.
See, now I'm thinking, wow, your voice gets high when you get carried away, when you get excited. I think, I don't use my phone as much as, Laura.
Laura's oh, yeah.
Yeah, Laura's.
I don't check my email on my phone because it's tiny, and then I can't read it, even with my cheaters on. You know, I text. And I do Snapchat, and I answer the phone when it rings. That's about all I do with my smartphone. Now, Matt, I know you do a lot more than that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on social media a lot on my phone, but since I pulled off my social media Lenten retreat, so to speak,
yes.
I think I can do this too.
Wow. Okay, and I could certainly do it. But you, the 21-year-old in the room right now, says you could do it.
Yeah, I'm signing up for this. I'm proving you guys wrong. You know what? I won't even do the contest. I'm just going to go a week without my phone. Well,
I think you should do the contest.
Yes.
We got a website here.
Get $1,000 out of it.
And they're going to pick someone on July 8th. That's Frontier Communications, website company out of wherever. And let's see if Jordan from Central Pennsylvania could get picked.
There we go. Yeah.
A 21-year-old female from Central PA.
I like it.
Okay, hint, place, pick me.
I don't think they're listening, but I would like to think maybe they are. Frontier Communications, all right. Put this over on our social media, and people will be able to watch it and see if Jordan is the winner. By July 8th, we'll find out who, I guess you don't win right away.
Yeah.
You become the person, the challengee, to meet this challenge, and let's see if she can do it, man.
Yeah, let's see.
All right, this will be cool. All right, see if you could go without your phone for a week. If you want to be in on this crazy contest, information coming soon on the Tom and Laura social media. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Guys got together. They want to have a straight pride parade. This is coming from a group called Super Happy Fun America. I cannot think of a gayer name.
There is a new version of a Bon Jovi song. Interesting. That and birthday buddies on the way, 94KX. I just like that thing that makes your voice go boo-de, boo-de, boo-de.
Yeah, I love it.
It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. And that's a lot. We'll give it a shot.
I like the crowd there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, a new version available. I found it this morning. I thought I'd play it for you. See if you like it. Living on a Prayer, Google it. It says remixed, layered remix. So you can listen to the separate tracks. Kind of pretty cool stuff. All right. That takes the place of musical birthdays today because, guys, on this June 10th, there is absolutely no one in the music world.
Aw, man.
Celebrating a birthday. So we can't sing. But, I mean, we don't have Laura, and we still can't sing.
I know. We'll have to try again tomorrow.
All right. Nobody musically is celebrating a birthday, but we do have Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Annette Rager. She's 61 years old today.
Jay Carter from Sealands Grove is 48. Happy birthday.
Susan Pikowski is 61.
Darla Vargo is 27 today.
Karen Springer is the big 3-0 today. Happy birthday.
Susan Gross from Blue Hill is 72.
Blue Hill, she's just down the road.
Yeah, down the road from us.
Let's walk down later and have cake. Susan, you make the cake. We'll eat it. Anyway, Gladys Gerton from Sunbury is 54 today.
Leanne Brown from Sheboygan Dam is 35. Happy birthday.
Tim Schultz from Bloomsburg is 58. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Holly Kiefer. She's 61 today.
And Sarah Matthews from Sealands Grove is 35. Happy birthday.
Nobody on the text club today. Oh, you got one more.
You're going to skip her.
Oh, no.
Victoria Iyer is 32. Don't worry. I didn't forget you.
Sorry, Vicky. Nobody on the text club, social media.
And nobody on the book of faces.
But everybody's got a birthday, and that's why we do birthday buddies every day at about 7:30, a little later on Fridays. Birthday buddies on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX or on Tom and Laura's social media or the text club. If you're a text club member, that's actually the easiest way and the home base way of getting it through to us every single day at this time. It's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
On 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's on the KX cruise to Bermuda. I'm here entertaining. It's what I do. All right, senior pranks. Boy, you can't talk enough about senior pranks. Oh, yeah. They do it in every high school. The seniors pull a prank, and it's funny until it's not funny. About 40 high school students in Oregon pulled their prank, and now they've been suspended. Each charged with a $47 fine. Why can't they just round up to 50? Anyway, and they're not allowed to walk in graduation, and the parents are very upset. The prank involved moving desks out into the hallway and replacing all the chalkboard erasers with raw hot dogs. That's it. I'm going to give you people in the Shikellamy School District a little while to ponder this. $47 fine, and you can't walk in graduation because you put a raw hot dog on a chalk tray. Yikes!
I'm laughing. This was funny, and it was the intent was to be funny. There was no intent by these kids to harm anybody. I thought it was a great prank. It didn't hurt anybody. These are all really good kids.
I think it's nuts. Come on, we're going a little overboard here. They moved some desks around and put a hot dog or two on an eraser board. Give me a break.
I feel like we have kind of lost our sense of humor. If any of these kids cannot walk for graduation due to this or have to pay $50, I think that's terrible.
It is terrible. Here's what I need you to do, parents in Oregon. Call our newsroom right now. We'll tell you all about what happened at Shikellamy, and that'll fuel your fire, and your kid will walk for graduation. A couple of chalk trays filled with raw hot dogs and the desks are missing from the classroom and put into the hallway. The desks were not turned over. There was not paint everywhere. There was not live chickens running up and down the hall. Oregon, come on now.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. You know, Tom, a lot of times these entertainment reports are about people who died, celebrities and stuff.
Sad stuff.
It's kind of a downer. I feel like I'm the death reporter every week. There's no deaths this week
to talk
about.
You can do a marriage, maybe?
There is a marriage, yes. There's actually something happy to talk about today. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger got married Saturday. There's no word on any celebrity guests yet, other than Katherine's parents, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, and, of course, Pratt's 7-year-old son, Jack. Pratt's Parks and Recreation co-star Rob Lowe was probably there too, since the rehearsal was held at his house and he went golfing with Pratt before the wedding. Chris and Catherine both posted the same official wedding photo and the same caption on their social media. It said, quote, "We became husband and wife in front of God, our families, and those we love. It was intimate, moving, and emotional. We feel so blessed to begin this new chapter of our lives." Pratt is 39. Schwarzenegger is 29. So congratulations to both of them.
How'd you like to have to go to Arnold Schwarzenegger and ask him for his daughter's hand in marriage?
Yeah. I'd be a little bit intimidating. Be a little bit intimidating there. And hey, here's more happy news, especially if you're me. In an interview with Parade, Sigourney Weaver revealed that she's doing the upcoming Ghostbusters 3 movie with Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, who are also committed to be part of it. She added, quote, "It's going to be crazy working with the guys again." She didn't give any other details like how big their roles would be. On Saturday night, director Jason Reitman said that Sigourney, Bill, and Dan have read the script along with Ernie Hudson, but he stopped short of saying whether or not the movie will feature a full reunion of the living cast members. Sadly, Harold Ramis died in 2014. Damn. Jason Reitman is the son of Ivan Reitman, who directed the first two movies, and this new one will be a continuation of those. And finally, The Secret Life of Pets 2 raked in $48 million to win the box office this weekend, and Dark Phoenix came in second with $33 million, but both of them underperformed. Pets 2 made less than half of the $104 million that the original movie made in its first weekend three years ago, and Dark Phoenix had the worst opening weekend of the X-Men franchise. Aladdin continues to do strong business in third with $24.5 million. Godzilla King of the Monsters was fourth with $15.5 million. Rocket Man rounds out the top five with $14 million. Meanwhile, the Mindy Kaling, Emma Thompson comedy Late Night opened strongly in limited release, earning just under $250,000 in only four theaters. It expands nationwide this Friday.
There you go.
So, yeah, those two movies, Dark Phoenix and Secret Life of Pets 2, especially Secret Life of Pets, they both came in way under the other films in their franchises.
You know why? Milton Beer Fest was this past weekend.
That just did it, yeah.
A lot of people did want to go to the right? They'd rather go to Milton Beer Fest.
Go drink some beer, yes, instead of watching animated dogs and cats.
And there it is. Do come back on Friday.
I will. I've seen both of those movies. I'm not sure which one I'm going to review yet, but it'll be one or the other. One of them's good and the other is, yeah.
Okay. Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks, Mike. 94KX Ed Sheeran with Justin Bieber and Don't Care. Well, in case you do care, Justin Bieber must have had a few beverages this weekend and tweeted, quote, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take me up on this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down."
And I'll go right back to the song, I Don't Care.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on a cruise ship in the 94KX cruise. We're taking care of it here. You're on the way to work, or maybe you're not going into work today. You called in because your pet wolf is sick. It kind of ties in with the song there. It's hungry like the wolf. A new survey found that a quarter of pet owners lie to their boss about their, quote, sick pet.
What?
Interesting. 39% of pet owners have taken the day off, and 27% have worked from home because their pet is sick, whether their pet is sick or not. Ah. 30% of us have faked plans with, you know, our friends to spend time with our pet instead. Your best friend calls you, "Hey, intern Jordan, want to go out for lunch?" I'm busy. And then your friend catches you walking your dog at the marina or something. What? Jordan, what?
That's busy. I'm taking my dog for a walk.
There you go. Meanwhile, 76% of us have panicked when their pet swallowed something they shouldn't have. Where's Laura? Where's Laura now?
Yeah.
Huh? She's on the cruise ship. MacGyver eats everything. He's had three surgeries. He likes to eat rocks. Anyway, so what's wrong with that? I think I'd panic too if my pet like ate half a sofa or whatever. I'd be like, yikes. The top five bad things our pets swallow: grass, food they're not supposed to.
Well,
I'm okay with both of those, actually. Stuffing from toys or pillows. Murphy and MacGyver. Toilet paper.
What?
And bugs. Well, whatever. I think whatever your pet excuse is, think about it. Are you going to work today, or did you call in sick because your pet is sick? Happy Monday. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
You know Jamba Juice, the smoothie place? They're changing their name to Jamba. They say they're doing it because loyal fans have already just been calling it Jamba for years now, which may be true, but those are disturbed people. I mean, those are the same people who call Banana Republic banana. It's not acceptable.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura is on a cruise ship. Tom standing here with news guy Matt and intern Jordan. Who's got the better deal? Look at Jordan. She doesn't know what to say.
She's what are like, we talking about?
There's no correct answer, don't worry.
Yeah.
Laura's out there trying to do ship to shore, and I guess we've got some technical difficulties there, but hopefully we will talk to Laura this week. News today, just crazy news in the file, locally and nationally. We talked about the parents in Oregon upset over a senior prank that has their seniors not walking in graduation and paying a $47 fine because they put hot dogs in the chalk trays. I'm like, this did not involve live chickens. this did not involve chicken poop.
I was waiting for somebody to say something about that and compare the two.
Now, here's another story. But this is a good news story. The story of Michael Atkins. He used to be the school janitor. Now, he's the school principal.
At every school I'm at, I try and get in during the summer because I miss scrubbing floors. I took pride in the bathrooms that I cleaned. I took pride in the rooms that I vacuumed. This teacher took the time and the opportunity to form a relationship that opened a door for me in education. This has been a part of my story, and I've learned so much just from walking these streets. So what I want for my students is to experience diversity at a high level, and it definitely speaks to my why, of why I do this. I'm home. This is home for me.
Hats off to
that is guy. Awesome. That is a really cool story.
He was the janitor. A teacher noticed how kind he was to the kids, so pretty soon he's a teacher's aide. And then after that, he goes to school. They help him go to school to become a teacher. He rises up through the ranks, and he just got hired after graduation as a principal for next year.
That's awesome.
A guy that was scrubbing the toilets is going to be principal. What a success story.
Exactly right.
Wow. This is an amazing story. And again, the next principal could be the janitor.
You never know.
Who's cleaning up the chicken poop? You never know. He could be the next principal. 94KX kicking off summer with Knoebels. You can spend your summer at Knoebels on us. Now, listen for the contest sounder. Call in. You get a book of tickets. There you go. The next time you go to Knoebels, you could ride some of the rides. But on top of that, you qualify to win the ultimate Knoebels summer prize pack. That's a family four-pack of hand stamps. That's a good thing. Four passes to the Crystal Pool. That's a good thing, too. Four mini golf passes. We should go mini golfing sometime.
That's what I want to do. That should be a try Tuesday.
A try Tuesday.
Yeah,
mini
we should
golfing.
Try it. I love mini golf, except for the clown's nose. I don't like clowns, but that's another story. And also, you'll get four passes to the new and improved Laser Command.
I've actually done the old version of it, and that's really cool. So I'm curious what the new version would look like.
It's the ultimate Knoebels summer prize pack, and it could be yours. Listen to win instantly and qualify to win even bigger coming up after 9 with Sean Carey. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey is up next. Listen for your chance to win with Knoebels. That's Katy Perry. Always beware of the ex who says, it's over, but it's never really over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See ya.
Get yourself a bodyguard. Get yourself a POA or whatever they call it. Anyway, coming up tomorrow on the show, you guys want to be around because it's a Try It Tuesday. And Domenico, our buddy Domenico from Isabella's will be in with Italiano.
Oh,
nice.
I am looking forward to this.
And with a name like Catrillo, you're going to like
that's
the
right
Italiano.
That's right up my alley, exactly.
There you go. Try It Tuesday tomorrow with Tom and Laura in the morning. Without Laura, 94KX.